Hi, this is Arya Kaplan, and today we'll be learning Shkalim, Chapter 2, Mishnah 1 and Mishnah 2. Mishnah begins, Mitzarfin Shkalim Lidarkonos, Ipnei Masoi Haderech. So what happens when there's an obligation upon everybody throughout the world, and they have to give the half shekel, and the coins are very heavy, so it's very hard, very difficult for them to bring a whole bunch of coins from communities throughout the world to Israel. So the Mishnah says that the rabbis allowed them to take all their half-shekel coins and make them into these coins called darkono. Darkono were about, there were four half-shekels in a darkon. So they were really able to lighten the package and lighten the load and make it easier for them to travel the coins. So that was permissible. And then the Mishnah continues, Kishem shayu shofarot b'megdash, kach hayu shofarot b'medina. So just as there were the shofaros in the Mikdash, aka in the temple, they had shofaros, not referring to the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, rather it was a type of collection chest that was shaped like a shofar, which was very thin at the top and became thick at the bottom. This way, people could put coins in, but no one could steal. So they had these collection boxes throughout the Mikdash. They also put them throughout Medina. And Medina, again, as we saw earlier, is subject to Machlokes. The Rambam maintains that Medina here means throughout the rest of this Israel, whereas I think Rashi believes that Medina here means in Yerushalayim and the rest of Israel. So either way, the rabbis would set up these stations, these shofaros, where people could place their half-shekel coins. Now, continues with a new case. B'nei Ha'ir sheshalchu et shiklehen v'nignavu. So what happens if, as we mentioned earlier, that it's far away, so they send the messengers, send people with their half shekels? What happens if on the way their shekels were stolen? Oh, or she'avdu, or perhaps their shekels were lost. So the Mishnah says it depends. In Mishram HaChuma, if at the time of stealing of their shekels, or at the time the shekels were lost, was already the first, we're going to learn about this later, what happens is when all the coins get to Yerushalayim, they're all put into a room, and the Kohen goes in and takes some coins out. So according to our Mishnah, when he takes coins out, he has in mind that those coins count for whoever has given already, and for coins that have that are on the way, that haven't reached Yerushalayim yet from far places. So if the Kohen already taken the first batch of coins, which means that when he took those coins out, he did it in mind for the people who had given and the people who are on the way, then Nishpain Likizbarim. Then, if that's the case, whoever was their messenger must swear to in the presence of the Gizbarim. The Gizbarim was the treasurer of the temple. So what's he saying? Because essentially, once the Kohen took out the first batch of Shkalim, all the Shkalim throughout the world became property of the Beit HaMikdash. And when the guy lost it on the way, he says, if he lost Beit HaMikdash property, and he has to swear to the treasurer of Beit HaMikdash that he did nothing wrong. That if it was stolen without, he tried his hardest, and if it was lost, it wasn't on purpose, somehow he lost it. However, Vimlav, if the Truma had yet to be taken, let's say the guy was traveling and it was not yet time for them to take the first Truma, it was towards the end of Adar. And at that point, the shekels were stolen or lost. The Shvayil Bneir. He then must take a swear to the people who sent him that he did nothing wrong. And what happens in that case if the coins were lost or stolen? Bneir shokin tachtehin. Then in that case, the people of the city have to give again. They must give a second time. Nimso, oh shechzirum haganavim. What happens though? The mission wants to know what happens if they found the coins. A few days later, they found the package of coins. Oh, the Ganavim, the people, the thieves, had tshuva, had charata, they felt bad, and they gave back the coins. What happens in that case? But in the interim, before they found it, or before it was returned, they gave a second batch of shekels. Eluv elu shkalim. They're both counted as shkalim, v'ein olam l'shana ba. And they can't even be used for the year after. In other words, it's as if that year they had to give it double. That concludes the first Mishnah. The second Mishnah of chapter 2 also deals with some cases of misappropriated half shekels. It starts with Hanotin Shiklo Lechavero Lishkol Al Yado. So one asks his friend, oh, you're going to Shalim, you're going here, can you take my half shekel for me? And the friend agrees, but the friend tricks him, Ushaklo Al Yade Atzmo. But instead of giving his friend's half shekel for him, he basically steals it and gives his friend's half shekel for himself. What's the halacha? Im nitrama truma. So as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, It depends on the timing. If the Kohen had already made the first removal of coins, and when he removed the coins, he did it in mind for any half shekel in the world, so then at that moment, the half shekel in the friend's hand really immediately became property of the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore, when the messenger gives it for himself, Ma'al, he's doing the Isser of Mila, he's misappropriating Hekdesh funds, because it already belonged to the temple, that coin, and he's giving it for his own good. And the Mishnah is the second case, Hashokel Shiklo Mimot Hekdesh. So what happens if you had money in your home that you made into Hekdesh, that you had made, you had decided to use that money, give that money for some purpose for a Beit HaMikdash, and instead of doing it that, you end up taking that money and using it as your half shekel. In Mitrama, Truma, the Karva HaBehema, Ma'al. So then the Mishnah says, if, again, the Kohen had gone into the temple, had taken the Truma, had made the first removal of coins, and they went out and purchased an animal with those coins and sacrificed that animal, Mal, then you have now done Mi'ila. You have done misappropriation of coins, misappropriation of temple funds, because that coin that you use for your half shekel really belonged to Beit HaMikdash already. And instead of you giving it to Beit HaMikdash for whatever the other purpose is, you now used it for the purpose of buying this korban, which you should have given an additional half shekel. You have done Mi'ila. Of course, in this case, had it not had the Chuma done, you should go remove the half shekel and give a different half shekel. Now the mission is the third case. What happens if you gave a half shekel, but it wasn't a plain half shekel? It was half shekel that was already midmei meiser sheni, midmei shviyitz. It was a half shekel that already was sanctified by meiser sheni or through money of shviyitz. What do? In that case, yochol kenegdam. What you're supposed to do is take new half shekels when you realize what you have done. Take two new half shekels, one for your meiser sheni, one for your shviyitz, and say that my half shekels are, wherever they are now, the sanctity of Ma'aser Sheni and Shviyitz should remove from those half shekels and move to the new half shekels in my home, and that takes care of the issue. That concludes the second Mishnah. I hope everyone has a great day.